God's not dead, he's merely hiding. You can see him in the morning when the sun is rising. Greed's not good and God's not dead. I don't care what Nietzsche or Ayn Rand said. The blood of every man is red, and I'm not going to war. They justify all the things they do with convoluted logic, and waves still pound upon the sand and will when they're gone. God's not dead, he's merely hiding. You can see him in the morning when the sun is rising.
It is time for a weekly visit from our favorite social, political, and metaphysical commentator, Les Visible. He writes several blogs right around the globe that expresses reality as it is seen from beyond that smoky mirror of spin and deception, with a style and candor that cuts deep, separating, as it were, the bone from the marrow. And here at Feet to Fire, we experience the audio edition with the powerful poetic delivery of his written message, with a style that you will love or hate, depending upon your desire to be alive and awakened to the light of truth, or remain asleep in the darkness of delusion. Let us take a trip across the pond to somewhere in Europe, and this week's comments from Les Visible.
Aroo, and welcome to the audio portion of the Dog Poet Transmissions, as they bounce their way from conning towers on lifeless asteroids and all manner of reflective devices that make this presentation possible. The saucer pod is hovering over Sana'a in Yemen this early morning, which is evening to most of the rest of you, and we're attempting to explore and discover the truth behind this amazing phenomenon known as Al-Qaeda, or Al-Qaeda, depending on who is pronouncing it. Must be one of those potato-potato things. This Al-Qaeda is the most interesting organization. Top operatives in the CIA went on record to say that it doesn't exist, and that they created it to provide an enemy that the military-industrial complex could make a whole lot of money off of. Why would they say that? Ostensibly, Al-Qaeda came into being because of bin Laden when he was fighting the Russians in Afghanistan and being supplied by the Americans. After that war ended, the way other wars in Afghanistan have ended, and also the way the present war will, we began to hear more about this Al-Qaeda being behind the bombing of certain locations in Africa. Then we heard that bin Laden and the Al-Qaeda-ets were in Afghanistan, and then one day in the fall, in the first year of the reign of Bush the Stupid, we saw skyscrapers being attacked in New York City. Then there were other planes, and one of them flew into the side of the Pentagon, where construction was already in progress, and where a lot of financial data was kept. This is interesting because the buildings that were hit in New York also had a lot of financial data, as well as law enforcement operations where ongoing investigations into financial hijinks were taking place. One of the buildings that also housed a lot of important data and didn't get hit by anything got so freaked out by what was happening around it that it just collapsed into its own footprint at the speed of free fall. All of these buildings collapsed into free fall, into their own footprint, which makes it three times the impossible wonder that it would have been if only one of these buildings had gone up and defied the laws of physics. The most amazing thing is that the public bought the official explanation. This kind of stupid and most gullible must have taken years to engineer. It makes a lot of things clearer to me now. I always wondered why television shows were so stupid and why the society was terminally geared toward instant gratification and the most banal enterprises. I would have expected more of the human race, but maybe I'm just some kind of dreamer. As time passed and a number of these endangered species known as intelligent humans began to investigate and research what happened on 9/11, they discovered the official story was impossible. I'm not going to list the details here because you can find them on your own or you already know most of them by now, but suffice it to say that it soon became clear that Israel was behind the 9/11 attacks and also behind most of what followed and which was justified by the attacks which were blamed on Arab Muslims who had nothing to do with it. So it was that the dual national neocons at the behest of their Israeli handlers pushed for war in Afghanistan and war in Iraq and got both. A new president got elected on the platform of change we can believe in, and everyone wound up not believing it isn't butter because it looks like KY jelly and it was being used for the same purpose. This new president turned out to be new and improved because he promptly started a war in Pakistan, and now he's got one in Yemen, and he's angling at the behest of his Israeli masters to attack Iran, which was always the point to begin with. And all of this is about Al-Qaeda, which, we're given the impression, is a worldwide organization that has to have state-of-the-art communications as well as billions of dollars behind them. If you go to any of these countries where Al-Qaeda is supposed to be, all you see is crushing poverty and people ducking and dodging the occupying military force that went in there to stomp out Al-Qaeda and can never find them because they don't exist. What they have managed to do is to stomp out a lot of bystanders who could have been Al-Qaeda but were masquerading as women and children. Some of these people have the nerve to fight back against the treatment that they get, and that automatically makes them Al-Qaeda. In occupied Palestine, it's the same thing. The Israelis kept forcing the Palestinians onto smaller and smaller parcels of land while bulldozing their homes and orchards, killing their families and closing them behind concertina wire, and denying them food and water as well as building supplies and, of course, medical attention. And some of these people have the nerve to fight back, which automatically makes them terrorists, of course. Even though they were living there in the first place for thousands of years until the Ashkenazi predators rolled in and started killing them. This goes on every day while the majority of the world behaves like monkeys in front of pleasure buttons that are wired into their heads or hamsters on a treadmill. Of course, the world could rise up in outrage and do something about the people behind all this mischief and misery, but they don't. It is impossible for any terrorist to appear now who is not immediately linked to Al-Qaeda, even though there is no Al-Qaeda. It stands to reason that if there is a collection of bullies who are making life impossible for the rest of us, that something has to be done about these bullies. In the best-case scenario, they are eliminated because you don't have to deal with them any further, and it stands as a lesson for the people who aspire to do what they were doing. It's pretty clear to me now why civilization needs to end and begin again, because it always winds up being a brutal and desensitized state absent all purpose and joy. The present-day bad guys who are parading this fictional Al-Qaeda in front of us are the same people who are destroying the financial infrastructure and who are in control of the news you get and the entertainment industry that spins the dramas that contain the obscene messages that are driving humanity to the edge of the lip of the bottomless pit. Unfortunately, you have a dilemma that doesn't appear to be solvable. On the one hand, you have a group of psychopaths who look at the human race as food and who entertain themselves by torturing their food before they eat it. And on the other hand, you have an enormous population of people who are too stupid to see what was happening and more often than not actually assist the psychopaths in what they're doing to them. The real question is whether there is a God or divine agency that moves through the affairs of human beings toward some result. If there isn't, then there's no point to anything. If there is, then there is a point, but we just can't see it. Since I know for a fact that there is a divine agency, I'm able to find a purpose in my life that is not just about repeating the same human functions over and over again until they don't work anymore. You would think from just looking around that there are a lot of people who believe in divine agency. You've got cathedrals and places of worship all over. When you look at what the founders of these different religions actually taught, you would think we'd be home free. But if we all just more or less lived like that, but we don't. Strangely, those who actually live according to the teachings will very soon find themselves to be outcasts and possibly terrorists as well. Certain priest class introduced itself between the people and the divine agency, and it got into bed with the temporal agency, and they told the people that only their god was real and the other gods were not. They told the people that the followers of the other gods were the enemy and needed to be killed. They told them all sorts of things which divided the people against each other, when in fact it's all the same god everywhere you go. There's only one real God, and then there are the other things that people worship in the place of this God, which turn out to be creations of their imagination that exist only to serve their own self-interest. The priests get paid well for what they do, and all they have to do is keep confusing you just like the agents of your government do. The idea that there is an Al-Qaeda that is worldwide and constantly in touch with itself is absurd. It doesn't exist, and all these shoe bombers and underwear bombers are manufactured by the people who are supposed to be protecting you from them. The point of a shoe bomber and underwear bomber is for the government to be able to get into your shoes and underwear. They know what they're doing is very wrong and illegal, and they want you in a position where you can't do anything about it when it finally does dawn on you. They're the ones who are flying the planes into the skyscrapers. They're the ones planting the bombs and then blaming them on the other guy. They control the news, which spreads the lies that it is someone else. It's them. Your government is doing all of these things under orders from the people who control the wealth of the world. It's gotten to the point where there's not much any human agency can do. We can all be thankful that there is a divine agency and it has got it all in hand, regardless of how it may look at the moment. It does look pretty bad, and I'm not happy about it either. I'm not from your planet, which is some consolation to me, but I am stuck here for the moment, and that is not a pleasant thought for me, to be entertaining in these days of confusion and turmoil. I sincerely wish I had a bullhorn inside the heads of the people of the world, and we could make the necessary changes that need to be made, but that is not my job, apparently. It is somebody's job, and they'll be showing up sooner or later. It is a difficult thing to look out upon such a vast sea of ignorance and hope for some island of intelligence to rise up out of it. It seems like the only way people ever get the point is to have the world turned upside down, and these times are no different than any other in that regard. Until people are put into real extremis, they are unlikely to see beyond what they plan on having for dinner that evening. It seems as if a larger part of the population isn't even capable of waking up to what is happening to them. I shudder to think of how large a number actually approve of what is going on and would keep on approving until it started to happen to them. The enemy of humanity is pretty clear. Whoever is behind Obama and Gordon Brown, and so many of the other world leaders is the enemy of humanity. And these agents of that enemy are the enemy too. Your Congress and Senate are filled with your enemies, and they set about taking a little more from you every day while adding to the enormous amounts they have already stolen from you. Anyone who uses the word Al-Qaeda, Al-Qaeda, whatever, as if they were talking about something real is a liar and an agent of the enemy. Anyone who is pushing for a war against Iran just as they push for these other wars is an enemy of humanity. Every religious figure who supports the government that is lying and stealing from you and sending you to war to die for corporations is an enemy of humanity. Every corporation and business interest which is making money from the unnecessary wars is an enemy of humanity. The people talking to you on your television sets are nearly all enemies of humanity. Oprah is an enemy of humanity. Everyone who does not use their position to make the truth evident is an enemy of humanity. And anyone who tries will soon be gone from television and stuck down in the hole that you're in. These people have made their deals with the devil, and they are okay with that. They are also okay with your being stuck down in the hole that you're in as long as you keep listening to them, and even if you don't. These are truly the times that try our souls, and I do not know what to tell you except to have faith and not let go of your humanity in these times of trial. Sharpen your vision so that you can see opportunities at work, and sharpen your mind so that you can tell a lie when you hear it and hold to the truth as well as you can. Most of you are decent people, caught up in terrible circumstance, and trying to float on the temperamental ocean with some part of the ship that fell apart and sank beneath you. You will either find that you are made of stronger stuff than you thought, or you will sink. I could wish, and would wish, and probably should wish, that the entire world refused to go to work tomorrow and refused to buy anything until all of the leaders were gone. I do wish that you paid no taxes at all ever again, until these leaders are in exile or in jail. I sincerely wish that Israel were cut off from all financial support and declared a pariah nation. It is not really a nation. It is merely the home of the Rothschild banking industry. It's a front. It's a sovereign nation created to give them the legal right to plunder abroad and to steal, and to kill, and to do all of the other things that they do under a form of national sovereignty. These are some very bad people, and they need to be removed from the spheres of influence in which they are presently, basically making the world dance like a chicken on a griddle. I don't know what to tell you. It's true. Of course, if you look into it, you'll see it, but most people would prefer not to look into it because they know they might see it. Ah, well, I would wish that you attended no churches and gave them not one cent until they came more into line with the teachings of their founders. I would wish that you cut off all mental, emotional, and economic support for this world until this world bends to the will of the greatest good for the greatest amount of people. Yes, indeed. That is what I wish. And until you do this, believe me, until you cut the world off, until you make the world recognize your power, the world is going to punish you because the world has you at a disadvantage. The world can flash at you all of the attractions that you think you want, and it can lure you into them, and then it can leave you dissatisfied, which is basically what happens. But if you're strong enough to resist what the world presents, the world suddenly comes under your power, and that is where you need it to come to. You should have power over it. When you do not, it has power over you. There's not some sort of a equilibrium on the seesaw sort of thing. It's one or the other. It is going to punish you. This world is going to punish you and punish you until you wake up, because that's its job. You can live simply in the midst of the emerging chaos, and it is my suggestion that you do. The light that lights all of life is within you. You are alive because of it, and you would have no life without it. So whether you can see it or feel it or even know it's there, be sure that it is, because you wouldn't be otherwise. You have no safer or saner guide, and you are welcome to as much protection as you wish to put yourself in the way of, depending on whose protection you seek. Well, we have arrived at the end of yet another broadcast, and I will see you next week, if there is one. In the meantime, seek the counsel within, and do not be overcome by the appearances of what is outside of you. They are only appearances. You are the real thing. Aloha and
rising. God's not dead, merely hiding. You can see him in the morning when the sun is rising.